So the first part here is, if you're anything like me, you've heard about blockchain and you've heard about digital ledger technology and you've heard about Bitcoin. And you probably fall somewhere on the spectrum between the pit of despair and moderate competence. But the purpose of the presentation is to at least give you a better sense of that. As of this morning, I talked to my research folks over at Jackson Walker, and they had mentioned that on Westlaw, the secondary sources that actually mention blockchain are upwards of 1,760. However, there's only 30 cases, so it's still a very developing area. What that probably means is that nobody knows what they're talking about, but there's certainly a lot of literature out there about it. To focus on Bitcoin a little bit, Bitcoin, it's important to mention, is just one aspect of the puzzle. So blockchain technology is the platform on which Bitcoin works. And so it's one means of using technology that's very powerful application of this technology. So let's talk about the fundamentals of what blockchain is. Blockchain is a single source, or ledger as it's commonly referred to, of information that is distributed locally and stored locally on a network of computers. So imagine you have one source of information. Instead of it being in the hands of just one party or one intermediary, a copy of that ledger is on every single computer in that network. And the computers go by the name of nodes. You'll constantly hear ledgers stored on nodes, the node being the computer, the ledger being the source of the information. What this means is that each node holds a full and complete and accurate copy of the ledger. And the nodes, by design, send out copies of the ledger to the other nodes on the network. And so everyone has an independent copy. What that means also is that it's shared, and that it means it's visible by all the parties on the network. It's a way to store information securely and transparently without an intermediary. And what it also means, importantly, is that it's tamper-proof. If you have a copy of the ledger in multiple sources, it's difficult to change it. When I say multiple sources, we're talking about